"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4. And after 4 o'clock, you can hear our
show.
You're
on your own. That's it.
On the iHeart app, the podcast.
What about it?
John and Ken on demand, it's called. Anything you miss?
Now.
Anything you want to hear again?
Now.
Yeah. Like, right. You know, maybe we're going to interview Don Wagner here from Orange County. He's the Orange County supervisor.
Right, but if they're listening right now, why do they need to hear it later?
Because maybe they won't understand everything in this.
It's a different language.
Yeah, you could actually adjust the speed and play it slower.
The announcement came from Orange County government that they are banning the use of TikTok from county-owned equipment. We'll have to find out exactly what that means and how much that means from Don Wagner. And, of course, TikTok has been in the news because of concerns leading us back to the Chinese.
All right, let's get Don. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to be back with you guys.
Yeah, it's good to have you on again. What is, you know, I mean, most adults are not on TikTok. I mean, I've seen that probably 60% of TikTok users are girls in their teens and 20s. So a lot of older adults, most guys are not on this thing. What is the danger with, I know the Chinese government basically owns and operates this social media service. What is the danger that American governments are worried about?
The danger is that...
Wait, hold on a second. We got a terrible connection here. You sound like you're underwater and muffled.
In a tunnel, yeah.
I think it's the Chinese who've...
All right, well, why don't we reestablish the connection and
yes.
Explain part of this. TikTok is owned by Beijing-based ByteDance Limited.
ByteDance.
Byte, B-Y-T-E, as in a computer byte?
Yes.
TikTok executives have said that 60% of ByteDance shares are owned by global investors, 20% by employees, and 20% by its founders. Although the founders' share carry outsized voting rights, the company was founded in Beijing in 2012 by an executive there. So I guess they just believe the Chinese government either has access or influence.
Oh, yeah, the Chinese call the shots. That's all a cover. It's the Chinese government that's collecting all the data here.
All right, is he back?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought he was back.
Okay. Well, we'll just sit quietly and wait for him.
I heard like a little click.
I mentioned this to people from time to time, and they go, well, what is it that they do? Like, what are we trying to prevent here? Don, are you back?
I'm back, and nobody needs to listen to that a second time. Sorry about that.
Maybe it's the Chinese right. interfering with your thoughts.
All right. So what are we supposed to be afraid of with the Chinese here?
Here's the issue that's been explained to us and that we are all taking seriously in Orange County. It's that the data of any user is fully available and that the Chinese government is using or potentially can use the resource to infiltrate is perhaps not the right word, but it's not an entirely incorrect word, to influence decisions that are coming out of government through the constituents, through the people that we are hearing from. And the concern is really about privacy, and it really is about the issue of disinformation. It's an issue that, as you mentioned, is taken up at the federal level. There are state efforts to look into this. And at the county just yesterday, my staff was briefed by the FBI on the efforts, principally by the Chinese government, but by others as well, to influence decisions, direct maybe contracts in a particular direction. The truth is Orange County is the sixth largest county in the United States. And, you know, next to San Diego County, we probably have the most biotech in California. Next to Silicon Valley, we probably have the most high tech in general in the state of California, maybe even the nation. It is a prime target. And the effort here is to just reduce that the size of that target.
So it's not only about grabbing all your private information and tracking you and then feeding you all kinds of like phishing scams, I've read, are very right. prevalent once the Chinese get a hold of your information. But it's also that they would start targeting you with certain kind of messaging that would influence your opinions.
And disinformation, and it's not that they're necessarily going to be targeting me at the Board of Supervisors level or a state legislator. It's that there is disinformation that is of concern that gets out there, and then folks that might be susceptible to it are hearing it, are themselves attempting to influence government. And there is, of course, the significant concern just about the privacy of the data itself. And
now, the county-owned equipment, what are we talking
about? Through devices, the answer may be yes.
County-owned equipment, we're talking about computers? What else are we talking about?
Computers, cell phones, iPads, computer-owned electronic resources. And we did have an exception in the policy for law enforcement. So to the extent law enforcement needs access, you know, either on the enforcement and prosecution side or on the defense side, our probation department, et cetera, they are exempted out from the policy, but it is otherwise all county electronic devices, computers, cell phones, principally.
Did you really have many employees going on TikTok with their county-owned devices? Did you notice much of that activity? Or
the answer is surprisingly yes. and I don't have actual numbers for you, but the bottom line is surprisingly, and, you know, we have a workforce that doesn't necessarily fit my age demographic. It is some of the younger workers that you were mentioning at the in the lead up to the segment. There are a surprising number of those. And yes, this is an app that is used widely and not merely by, you know, high school and college age teen girls.
All right, Don, thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, and apologies for the technical snafu.
Yeah, all right. Don Wagner, Orange County Supervisor. The decision made there in Orange County that on county-owned equipment, you're not going to be using the TikTok, which is an app that has short-form videos, is basically what it is. I've never been on TikTok, but I've read
I've seen it. How it works.
The only time I see TikTok stories, it's about some challenge that is killing people. A TikTok challenge?
Yes. Some kind? Yeah, right. It seems teenagers are very susceptible to a challenge that kills them. I think you had like young girls.
It's the unformed, immature mind that loves the idea of a crazy challenge.
Well, and there's been talk.
And then you can brag about it and show people.
The Chinese may have been feeding these challenges.
Right.
Because the Chinese love to kill our young people.
Right.
That's what the fentanyl's all about.
Oh, by the way, Deborah Mark, when you weren't here on, was that Monday or Tuesday? It was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
We did have a story that we did mention you about what people do with their cell phones while driving.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that you were a shopper.
I don't shop while I'm driving, Ken.
Remember, John, it was like 20% admitted they shop while driving. I'm like,
no,
how do you do that?
I can't do that. I do other things,
but not
that.
Let me get
this
in the bag. Wait, there's a stop sign. Get this in the bag. My checkout.
Well, maybe I have done you that. Have, no, you, no you, I don't think I have.
You never have purchased something while driving?
No. No,
but
I have.
And you don't text, do you?
No, of course not.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Do you do anything illegal? Are you just this goody good?
No, I'm not a goody good.
Tell us something bad you do.
She wants to live, John.
Exactly. I don't necessarily always stop at stop signs, the full stop.
Oh, no.
Now it
comes
out.
I do a rolling stop.
She does rolling stops.
Oh, no.
I can't deal with this immorality.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, a quick reminder that we're bringing the Moist Line back tomorrow for the first time in 2 weeks. There is still room for your message. It might be gold. We might move it to the front of the list. You leave it now. Go to the iHeartRadio app. The little microphone icon is the way to leave a message directly to the Moist Line. Or call the toll-free number, which is 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, John's native country is in the news today. Poland is giving Ukraine a dozen MiG-29 fighter jets. They are the first NATO member to fulfill the Ukrainian government's increasingly urgent request for warplanes. You may recognize MiG-29. Those are Russian. Isn't that kind of ironic then? They're giving the Ukrainians Russian jets to fight the Russians.
There's a lot of that goes on.
They were left over from all the invasions.
It was left over from when the Soviets ran Poland.
In the 80s? The 70s, was that? Well, it ended in the 80s, didn't it?
Ended in the 80s, yeah.
Right. What was that guy's name that led the big rebellion?
Lech Walesa.
Lech Walesa, right. That's right.
Yes.
I like this NBC story. President, how do you pronounce it? Andrzej Duda?
Sure, that's good.
Well, you're Polish. You're supposed to fix it.
Andrzej, is it?
Well, it's spelled A-N-D-R-Z-E-J.
I don't know. D-R-Z-E-J. How did the Polish come up with that?
I don't know, but I tell you, that would be one country be difficult to play Wheel of Fortune. It's just too many consonants, and you keep calling vowels. Nope. Nope.
If you get one vowel in, like, I only have one vowel in my name.
All right, listen to this paragraph, because I find it funny, and maybe nobody else will. The president said they would hand over four of the Soviet-made warplanes within the next few days, and that the rest needed servicing would be supplied later. The Polish word he used to describe their number can mean between 11 and 19. Is there such a word?
First I heard of that.
A Polish word that can mean a number between 11 and 19. So how does that work with people's ages? I'm Shisha, which means I could be 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, or 19. You're what? I'm Shisha.
I know. At first
your language just seems to have a lot of Shisha.
I know. It's, you know, my parents made the decision to just let me learn English as a kid.
It surprises me because whenever I saw them, they were always speaking Polish to each other.
They did. They would talk very.
They kind of rejected our culture.
Yes, they did. made it hard.
And you lecture against that.
Yes, I know. Well, I went through that.
But on the good side, they did not, you know, pull you in too far.
So. No. They just.
You obviously became a part of this culture. You hate this culture.
I think they had it right in the end.
Right. But they didn't insist that you and your brother speak Polish around the house all the time or any
no,
of that.
Not at all. No. But I realize that's why my dad said very little to me when
they
I was a
kid. They
didn't
send you to the Polish school? There probably wasn't one in New Jersey, was there?
No. I remember I briefly took Polish classes at the high school at night when I was a teenager.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. But if
what, the word briefly, one.
I went for about a month, and only
what you did with most schools.
Yes, that's
once you had the choice. That is
right. It was. I was not designed for a classroom.
Duda says that they're in their last years of functioning, these warplanes, but they're in good working condition. It's kind of a conflict.
Well,
they've been
sitting there for 40 years, unused.
Does somebody warm them up and keep them tuned?
I don't know. They probably need an oil change or something.
Now, Ukraine had several dozen MiG-29s that they got when the Soviet Union collapsed, but they're not sure how many of them are in very good shape. So I keep seeing stories like this, and I'm wondering whether or not they're going to invade Poland now, because now Poland is giving warplanes to Ukraine. Putin's going to say, all right, you're in.
It's the other way around. Poland fears an invasion, so that's why they're willing now to send the fighter jets. They know they're next. They will be next.
Oh, so they want to stop it at Ukraine.
Yes, you've got to stop the Russians now.
Right.
It's not about, I mean, I hear all these stupid arguments coming out of Washington, a lot of them from idiot Republicans. It's not about saving Ukraine. It is about keeping them getting no further than Ukraine. Because you don't want to live in that world where they start rolling through Europe like Hitler did.
Right. I can confidently say, though, after a year, and this has been such a dud invasion, even if they eventually get Ukraine 10 years from now, I don't think they would go much further. I don't know.
If
it happened with ease, the way Hitler just took Poland in like an hour, right?
They've been severely depleted. They're down, like I said yesterday, they're down to prisoners now.
They are. They're recruiting guys on Pornhub.
Yes. Okay.
With scantily clad women telling them to join the mercenary.
When you're down to prisoners in Pornhub, you might be at the end of the line.
Now, there's a story from Politico this afternoon that Chinese companies, including one directly connected to the government in Beijing, have been sending Russian companies assault rifles and other equipment that could be used for military purposes, including drone parts and body armor. This has been rumored for some time that China may try to use a back door to send Russia some type of equipment. They got this from a customs data aggregator, who I guess they tracked the shipments, and they discovered that they're connected to the Chinese government. One of the country's largest state-owned defense contractors sent rifles to a Russian company that does business.
I'm sure they are. I mean, they won't admit it. They're not going to make a public announcement of it. But yeah, no, they're definitely aligned.
But they tagged it with a little attempt to fool people. Civilian hunting rifles, it said in the data. Oh, like the data line? What are these? Yeah. They're just civilian hunting rifles. Oh, okay. I'm sure that's what they are.
Yeah. Like when guys get involved in bad stuff and they use their credit cards, often those companies will put
they'll give you some sort of cover name.
A cover name on the American Express bill so your wife won't figure out what's going on.
All right. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
I'm gonna lick you.
Ew.
We have Gavin Newsom, who's doing a great job. We have Eric Garcetti, Hilda Solis, Kevin DeLeon, Wendy Carrillo, because it is a team effort.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader, garnering the nickname America's Governor.
And a very, very special thank you to our governor, no other than Gavin Newsom, because it is this partnership with Joe Biden that makes this come to reality.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
How many licks does it take?
I'm going to get to Jimmy Gomez in a second.
A good question. Let's find out.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. It's time for your tongue bath. Rub-a-dub-dub.
A lot of saliva. Grosses me out. It's the John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, before we get to the tongue bath, one quick note. There's pictures in the Daily Mail. The CEO of Silicon Valley Bank, Greg Becker, has escaped to his Hawaiian hideaway. It's a $3 million home.
He took a chauffeur-driven limousine to San Francisco Airport.
So Maui.
Yes, and now he's running around with his wife in Maui.
And he's one of the ones that sold stock, too, that they're investigating.
He cashed in $3.5 million of stock.
Same thing, right.
Yeah, just a few weeks before the bank
made his escape.
Yeah. So he had the black limo to the airport. Then he sprinted through the terminal, first class seats to Maui.
Prison.
And he and his wife.
Lock him up. Bring that back. Lock him up.
Yeah. He doesn't care. And they had a great headline in the Daily Mail. Aloha, suckers.
Yeah, that's a good one. Nice. There he is with his luggage arriving.
I got mine.
We're at the tongue bath desk because what else? The El Segundo Times is congratulating Yoga Pants, former L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. And it's not just for becoming the U.S. ambassador to India, which they call a plum appointment. Really? It puzzles me. Only somebody with their nose so far inside government would think that's a plum appointment. Or who's tongue bathing somebody.
How many of you would like to be trapped in India for the next 2 years?
Garcetti has bucked history and may have broken the curse that has long plagued past mayors' political ambitions. But this is so wrong, it's hysterical, because what they're talking about, Tony Villar tried to become governor. That's obviously more plum position than ambassador to India. Richard Reardon tried to become governor. Tom Bradley tried to become governor. I mean, this guy just took the side back door and got an appointment from Biden, which was held up for a year and a half.
And
so,
it's not a curse. You go run for another post. If people don't like you, they don't like you. It's not because you're cursed. Either you're a bad candidate, you ran a bad campaign, or you're just not the right guy for the times.
Well, think about it. How many, and I could be wrong because this is off the top of my head, but how many mayors have actually reached top ambitions? I mean, Rudy Giuliani ran for president. That didn't go too well. Pete Buttigieg ran for president. That didn't go too well. Maybe some of them have become governors in states, but I don't really keep track of that. But it's not usually a jumping off point.
Besides, why is it they will not admit that he's a fraud?
Oh, no. He's a former Rhodes Scholar who taught international relations and diplomacy before running for office. He was a shoo-in for the post.
But why is it? What is the love that this editorial board has for him? I mean, does he have photos on these people? What is it?
He's Mexican, Jewish. He's well-educated. He cuts a nice appearance in public. He speaks eloquently. Oh, John, they just think he's the perfect
politician. But he's a failure.
Oh, he's a dud. He's a dud.
What is with the embracing of failure? This is like a hallmark of the era we're living in. The bigger you fail, the bigger promotion you get, and the more adulation you get. And people who actually accomplish stuff are being vilified for being successful.
Times is always enamored when it's a Democrat politician running a city or a state. They just always think, this is the right person for our progressive agenda. So they just cheerlead.
But he didn't even push the progressive agenda very well. He didn't do anything.
Oh, he was out in front on climate change.
Yeah.
Remember, he was the leader of the mayor's conference on climate change. Something that matters nothing to most LA residents, but the Times loved it. They loved it. LA had its own climate plan, remember?
I'm looking at 37 degree mornings on the west side of Los Angeles. What the hell?
They're planting trees and they're putting in that pavement that's supposed to be softer for the sun.
Reflective pavement, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
The white pavement that'll reflect the sunlight back. Can you believe the nutty things they try to do because of their climate obsession? And none of them have any effect. It is the weirdest, strangest cult. It's like, yes, let's paint all the roads white, and that'll reflect the sunlight back into the air. Oh, okay, you go ahead and do that. Yeah, that's really going to change the planet.
Well, here's in the end of this editorial, this is how they excuse him. In the best of times, the job of running Los Angeles is incredibly difficult, demanding, and often thankless. It's a sprawling city that historically hasn't had a strong culture of political engagement. By that, remember the 2017 election where, so few people voted? It was hysterically bad when Garcetti got reelected.
He got 81% of the vote, and the turnout was almost zero.
So they're right about that, just the way a strong culture of political engagement.
But there's no excuse for letting 40,000 people pile up on the streets and the crime to go out of control. There's no excuse for that. That's a bad mayor. That's not an ideological thing. That's being bad at your job.
But they're comparing him becoming an ambassador after a year and 9 months wait to past mayors who have run for governor. And Sam Yorty ran for president. I didn't even know that. 1972.
I guess
he went,
so.
He went right from mayor of L.A. to run for president. But then again, remember, they do mention it. Garcetti spent nearly 2 years exploring a presidential run, but announced in 2019, I'm going to focus on being mayor.
Sure.
Please, I'll repeat this to everybody every time. There was an insider, and we had him on the show, who said that Garcetti would discuss his presidential library. I love that story. It's one of my favorites. He was already planning a presidential library. So this clearly isn't the end of this dud.
No.
After he gets done with India, and he'll get bored there because I think it's a rabbit hole. There won't be much attention paid to it. There won't be a lot of stories done. The Times will probably do a story because it is Garcetti.
Oh, they'll set up a bureau.
Oh, you're right. A special reporter will be assigned. Like, remember they had the Kamala Harris section that they finally got rid of after
okay.
she was a
dad? Here's the headline. As Garcetti's days in India dwindle, he plots his comeback to California politics.
Oh, that's a good line.
That's right. It'll come at the end of this Biden term.
So Newsom can't run for a third term, but that's not until 2026?
Right. Because he just got reelected. Right. So Garcetti will come back after Biden's term is done, and then he'll start running for governor here.
For 2026, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you need 2 years for that. So he'll serve out this year and next year. Biden may be done as president after that, or he'll be dead. And then 2025, Garcetti comes back here, and he starts the campaign for governor.
Biden's made it more than halfway through this four-year term. Mm-hmm. I don't think you predicted that.
Do you think he's alive?
Well, somebody is. It's a robot or some sort of elaborate drone.
They're not releasing the medical records, so.
By the way, did you see that drone that the Russians wiped out is $32 million?
Yeah, I know.
But apparently Republicans are making a big deal that Biden should do more. If you're flying a drone over the Black Sea near Russian territory, I think you're just taking your chances.
Of course,
I don't get the outrage.
Of course, they're going to try to knock it out of the sky.
Well, of course, they are. You could be helping Ukraine. You could be spying on them, just like we grabbed the balloon. Now, the balloon was right over the U.S. But
when you engage in a war, you win some, you lose some.
All right, more coming up. John Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, it's the last time I'll say it this week. We're looking for you to call the Moist Line. You can, of course, use the iHeartRadio app to leave your message with the microphone icon, or you can call the toll-free number available for you, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And we'll be playing those calls, this hour tomorrow at 3:20, and right to end the show around now at around 3:50. And we do have a hack for the dumpster tomorrow, so it's going to be a full Friday show. Here's a story I know you'll like, John. Do you know anybody that's a starseed?
No, yeah. I've never heard that term.
First time I heard it, too. Starseeds. People identify as starseeds. They believe they came to Earth from another planet to save humanity. It was introduced in a book in the 70s, but it's now apparently garnering new interest, and there are allegedly thousands and thousands of people who call themselves star seeds. But what it really comes down to, and you might have guessed this, is some type of personality or mental disorder.
Wow, really? And you're not even a doctor.
It's almost the same reason people join cults. There's a lack of belonging. They need a sense of purpose.
You know why they don't belong? It's because they're weirdos. You know what? You become imaginary...
No, it's my turn to say, you know what? You sit there every day and reject this planet, and people are idiots. And, they're doing the same thing in a different way. They're adopting some other type of persona, like a starseed, to remove themselves from this crazy
These people,
place.
Everybody's rejected them. See, I'm rejecting the planet. They have been rejected by the planet.
Yeah, I know. There's different types of starseeds, really. Depending on where they came from, their features, and their mission on Earth. What's this called? Arcturians come from the star Arcticus or Arcturus, and in a constellation called Bootes. Do you know any constellations, John? They tend to have a darker complexion, low body temperature, and blood pressure.
Is this?
Next time I see my doctor, I'm going to ask him, do I have all these features? Am I a...
No. Here's the line that explains it. Sometimes they're schizophrenic. That's what it is.
It is, yes. Yes. It is. It's acting out in some mental illness fashion, right? But imagine running into one of these people. I mean, there's been all sorts of strange people that pop up, but I've never seen...
No, they're just weird.
I've never heard of anybody that identifies as a starseed. The mission is to bring and ground to humans while on Earth. To bring and grounding to humans. Then there are Andromedans, who come from the galaxy Andromeda and typically have an oval-shaped face and a thin build. They want to bring peace and love to races enslaved by reptilians. Oh, not that reptile thing again. Remember, people believed that Obama and Oprah were like the reptiles underneath?
Who believed that?
I think that was the subject of a series called V or something like that. that the aliens can assume the human look, but underneath they're reptiles. And
you've talked about vagrants who've destroyed their brains with meth.
I know.
God, I wouldn't spend 30 seconds with somebody starting.
Oh, there's a name for this. The forer effect, named after a psychologist. People who are depressed or disenfranchised will latch onto descriptions and belief systems that vaguely describe themselves. So people who feel like out of body that they're alien might adopt one of these personas.
God, I hope I never meet them.
No, I know.
What? We got Conway here.
Hey now. Sorry about that. Hey now. All right. We've got an interesting reporter, Maria Tellez from Fox. She has a great story. Not a great story, a horrible story. But she's running around the West Side, and a guy tried. You know, she's like an anchor for Fox, Fox, a big deal.
Yeah.
And some guy started running after, like this 20-year-old guy, and then a good Samaritan couple pulled over, grabbed her, threw her in the car, and took off with her. But she could have gotten killed.
Wow. Where did you know where it happened?
About a block from where you live.
Well, it could be.
No, I know. It's like San Vicente and Montana area.
Is that right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it isn't that far.
And then we got Chris Adler, the new reporter for KFI. She's coming on with us. That'd be hotter than hell. And then up in Big Bear, I just saw this today. And I know you have three or four houses up there. That they're expecting 24 inches of snow on Tuesday.
Well, they need the snow up
there. Yes, they do. Yeah. They're expecting 20.
It's
look.
It's been a dry winter.
We're telling people now. So yeah, if you get caught this time.
Yeah. Nobody's coming for you.
Yeah. You got to get out this time. 24 inches is a lot. You know, when they say 24, it could be 36 or it could be 12.
Right.
You know, they're just that's.
They don't know.
It's an average.
They just make up a number.
Yeah. And then the LAUSD is going on strike.
Good.
And
Yeah, maybe they should close permanently. Kids will be better off.
Man, it's tough to be an LAUSD family. It really is.
It is.
So it is.
It's the school last resort.
It is a tough run, man.
Conway.
All right, let's go.
Ding dong.
Come on, ding dong.
Crozier's got the news.
Yes.
24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship, With thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.